He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
The Friday morning. It's Friday. It is August the 28th. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, filling in for Paul and Barry today. They'll be back next Friday. In the meantime, I'll do my best here to present a listenable show. I think I've got a lot of information here for you today. We had kind of a weird day in the market today. How are things shaping up right now? Well, you know what? We are looking like we're on a positive note here for this Friday so far. Dow futures up 123 points right now. Not bad, 123 points on the Dow. In the meantime, we've got the NASDAQ futures also up here this morning. I've got a couple of big winners to report later in the day. S&P futures up 10 right now. NASDAQ futures up 25 points. We've got Russell 2000 futures up 6 points. So far across the board, everything up, even crude oil. I guess Hurricane Laura not taking too much of a chunk out of our infrastructure down there on the Gulf Coast. Crude oil up 4 cents today to 43.08. Gold is up. Looking at gold, having a pretty perky day here. It's up $29.80 right now per ounce, 1,962, closing in on 2,000 again. Silver up 50 cents, 27.52. The bond market really got whacked yesterday after Chairman Powell's statements from Jackson Hole. And you're seeing the 10-year go clear up, still on a relatively low basis, but it's at 0.74% today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Yesterday was all about two things. It was about Fed Chairman Powell's statement on inflation, inflation targets, the Fed's new policy about inflation targets. That greatly affected the bond market. That's where I saw the biggest fallout from his statement. It helped the stock market. It hurt the bond market. Interest rates rose yesterday, about 9 basis points. We're now at 0.74. Whenever interest rates go up, the financials, the banks, move along with those interest rates. And so the banks kind of had a good day yesterday. The second big impact on the market yesterday was the new 15-minute $5 test from Abbott Labs. Number one, it crushed all the other test-making stocks out there. It seems like Abbott has grabbed the dominant position now, probably an insurmountable position in the testing space. And at the same time, it really helped the travel, the leisure, the restaurant, airline stocks, as the thought is with all of this massive testing. Now, pretty much all the testing you could ever want will be in place here before long, being provided by Abbott Labs. Maybe that will help people have a little bit more faith, confidence in going away on an airplane for the weekend and spending the weekend in a hotel somewhere and eating out at all the fancy restaurants, etc. That was the big impact that I saw on the market yesterday. I also saw a lot of the big movers on Wednesday. Wednesday was an incredible day for technology stocks. A lot of the big movers on Wednesday had a little bit of profit taking yesterday. And there's also still a lot surrounding this whole TikTok deal with one out of three of Americans using TikTok. A couple of new players entered into the game yesterday, and they bolted higher on the news. So we'll get to all that here in a minute. Yesterday was the financials, which I have very little interest in. Yesterday was the travel and leisure stocks, which I have very little interest in. We were basically flat on the day yesterday, but we're looking up pretty good here today at Gunderson Capital with a couple of big winners in the after hours. Okay, let's take a look. Futures mostly higher with interest rates set to stay low. Yeah, they're not going to be raising interest rates anytime in the future. And even the threat of inflation won't cause them to raise rates either. They're going to be a little bit looser, give a little bit more leeway, according to the Fed from Jackson Hole, give a little bit more leeway, which should keep rates low for a long, long time here in the U.S. European shares, they're in the red overnight. France GDP minus 13.8%, minus 13.8%. Big news coming out of Japan. Prime Minister Abe, their longest-serving prime minister, will resign due to health reasons. I guess he has struggled with stomach issues, colitis, gastronic colitis for quite some time. And he is going to finally step down. Abenomics as the leader. Ulcerative colitis. He's struggled with that for years. Don't know yet who's going to replace Prime Minister Abe. The cruise ship stocks were up yesterday. The theme park stocks were up yesterday. Planet Fitness, the gymnasiums were up yesterday. Anytime there's any new news of a COVID treatment, a COVID test, COVID vaccine, you see this group of stocks moving higher. Texas, Louisiana energy facilities may have averted the worst from Laura. Very little impact down there on Phillips 66, Total, ExxonMobil, Chevron, Valero, their Port Arthur, Pasadena, Beaumont, etc., refineries down there came through it pretty good. So we shouldn't see any impact, too much impact on oil prices or gasoline prices. Now, the surprising bid yesterday for TikTok came from Walmart, of all places. Walmart, you know, Walmart is really trying to keep up with Amazon. It ain't easy. But Amazon or Walmart had a huge day yesterday. That was part of the Dow's move. Walmart broke out to a new 52-week high yesterday as Walmart teaming up with Microsoft to make a bid for TikTok. You know, Walmart is really trying to expand their online reach and compete with Amazon. And, of course, the news was also good for Microsoft. Microsoft, which we own in a big position here, it hit a new 52-week high. Can't complain. Major breakout yesterday for Microsoft on that news that they would were going to get together with Walmart, and they supposedly are the front runners for getting that deal with TikTok. There's others bidding for it, Google, SoftBank, others. Oracle has been mentioned, but it looks like a sale to somebody is coming in days, $20 to $30 billion for TikTok. And that really boosted Walmart and Microsoft yesterday. COVID-19 testers sink. Abbott rises. Well, you know what? I was fortunate enough to have my money on Abbott. We own Abbott in the dividend and growth portfolio. Abbott Labs had a monster day. They got a huge order from the U.S. government. And, of course, the others, Quidel, Opco, Thermo Fisher, Genmark, Co-Diagnostics, Hologic, Becton Dickinson, even Quest Diagnostics and LabCorp were all down sharply on the big, massive move by Abbott Labs coming up with that new test. It's too bad the test wasn't around 9 months ago, but look how long it took to develop a test that could produce so many tests and get the results so quickly back to folks. Moderna in talks to supply 40 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine to Japan. Yeah, a little bit more on this vaccine news, too, when we come back, as now China is claiming to be a big player with a vaccine. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I'll be updating my newsletter today. The biggest factor, in my opinion, the macro outlook. The macro outlook for the S&P 500 the other indexes, and that's based on earnings expectations for next year and the year after that. And then what kind of a multiple, given this current interest rate and Fed environment that we are in, and from that, establishing target prices. I will be getting an update today on those earnings expectations for next year, 2021, and the year 2022, which the market is already, yes, the market is already looking ahead to 2022. My macro outlook has been right on the market since 2006, 2007, when I first started getting good macro outlook numbers, S&P 500 earnings numbers. And I do my own numbers, and I check the consensus out there and kind of arrive where I think earnings could go to in 2021 and 2022. Now, there is an asterisk next to those earnings estimates because there is a wild card called the presidential election, the first Tuesday in November, and one of the wild cards is the tax situation in 2021 and 2022. If you remember back in 2017, President Trump lowered the corporate tax rate. That added 20% to earnings estimates. Okay, so if you're looking at $160 in earnings, that's $32 a share. It's not an insignificant number. And if a Joe Biden presidency were to take over, those tax cuts, he's promised to remove and rescind those tax cuts. And that would take that 20%, just logic, right out of those S&P 500 earnings. So those earnings estimates for 2021, 2022 obviously have a what-if scenario, and the impact would be quite great on the overall market. So we have to weigh all of the possible outcomes here. That is my job as a money manager, not to look at today or yesterday or tomorrow. Got to look ahead in the market. That's one of the biggest reasons why I was right back in March of this year when I called the bottom in the market. I missed it by 4 days. This has been the most amazing run in the market. I mean, it's comparable to late 1999. That fourth quarter of 1999, actually, and the first quarter of 2000, that was the greatest run I ever saw in the market. This is the second greatest run, and there was nobody out there that was more bullish than Bill Gunderson back in March of this year. March 19th, to be exact, is when I started writing articles on the market, macro outlook, my macro outlook, which were not very popular articles at the time, to say the least. You can read the comments of all the knuckleheads that were wrong. Why were they wrong? Because they were looking at that point in time. They were looking at yesterday and the day they were reading the article and the next day when the market was looking ahead 6 to 12 months. I called for a V-shaped recovery. I called for a target price on the S&P 500, which has now been achieved. And it was quite astonishing back then to make those kind of bold claims. I could have looked like an idiot, which I sometimes do, you know, but I was right, okay? Bill was right again. I still have a T-shirt that we had printed up at one time for the firm. Bill was right again. Bill was really right again. But the question is now, this is August 28th, 2020, and we have to watch very, very careful. We've had a heck of a run in the market here. You've got a forward PE on the S&P 500 of 23, and you have a big wild card on the first Tuesday in November. Boy, am I glad I don't run a constrained type of fund or portfolios where I have to stay fully invested, or where I have to can only buy U.S. stocks, or only technology stocks, or only financial stocks, where I can't use hedges, where I can't use inverse funds if needed. I take it a day at a time, but I look ahead 6 to 12 months, and it's those earnings expectations, not only on the indexes, but on the individual companies. That's even more important. And that's what you get when you get my newsletter every single week. If I haven't made you money this year, my newsletter readers and followers and subscribers, I get emails every single day. I've never made so much money before in the market just following you, Gunderson. Well, anyways, enough of that. But that's my work today. And when I get done with the show here, is getting that newsletter done and out as quickly as possible. But I wait until it's accurate as possible and has all. I've gone down every little nook and cranny of the market. The market's been pretty easy since March, but there's no doubt it's going to get a lot harder here going forward. Okay, what else is in the news today? There's a lot in the news today. We talked about Moderna. They're still out there. AstraZeneca is still out there. Pfizer is still out there with their vaccines. We haven't really heard any updates lately on the clinical trials. But now China says that they've got a vaccine. And they're making deals with countries all over the world. Would you trust a Chinese vaccine? I'm just asking. You know, they weren't exactly that honest about the whole COVID situation. They claim that they have a vaccine, and the pundits are saying they stole the formulas and the technology from our other drug companies around the world that are working on the vaccine. In the meantime, Amazon just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. They're buying 1,800 electric delivery vans for Europe, for European deliveries. You know, you can hardly go anywhere. The other day I was going somewhere on a busy boulevard, a busy thoroughfare, and there was an Amazon truck parked in the lane delivering a package, and traffic was backed up for like miles because of that. They just become bigger and bigger. What else are they getting into? Wearables. Well, we know all about Fitbit. Google now owns Fitbit. Well, now Amazon's got their Halo Fitness wearable. You know, that is the aim of Bezos, to crush anybody that has anything. He just wants to crush them and put them out of business. Scary guy. Scary dude. I own Amazon. The same time. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Well, the market is open. Look at this. The Dow up 45 points, 28,532. NASDAQ out of the gate sharply, up 64 points. It's at 10,690, not that far away from 12,000. A couple of big winners here at Gunderson Capital today. Maybe we'll feature one or two of those here as our featured stock of the day. But a few other stocks here that I want to talk about first. Beyond Meat. They're going to have their own website, just like Omaha Steaks or Harry and David or Kansas City Steaks. You can select your own pack of veggie products, veggie meat, or whether it's crumbled or if it's patties or whatever, from the Beyond Meat store. They'll be launching a new e-commerce site to make it easier for consumers to shop for Beyond Meat products. The company says the site will feature a vast portfolio of signature plant-based meats, just in time for Labor Day, including all new bulk packs, mixed product bundles, limited time offers, trial packs, and more. Well, that's good news, I suppose, for the stock. I know the stock was up about 4% yesterday. I do not own the stock. I was reading an article yesterday about Chipotle. I can tell you, in our neighborhood, the restaurants that are doing the best are the ones that have drive-thrus. We've got a drive-thru barbecue joint. Well, barbecue's already popular here, you know, in the Charleston, Mount Pleasant, South Carolina area. People love their barbecue. And we've got a barbecue joint with the drive-thru here. That thing, especially with COVID, they have really been helped by COVID. But I was reading that Chipotle plans on converting as many of their stores as possible to drive-thrus. Now, I'm just thinking of some of the Chipotles I've been to. I don't see where that's possible because a lot of them are in strip malls and whatnot. But that's their new push. They're going to have drive-through Chipotles all across America and the world where you can drive through to get your green burrito. Well, anyways, I continue to own Chipotle. I think they're on the right track. I think it's a well-managed company, one of the great turnarounds of all time. Electric cars. There's not a day that goes by that we don't talk about electric cars. Let's see. How's Tesla doing today? I know 2,312, 2,312, $417 billion in market capitalization. By contrast, Ford is $27 billion, Tesla, $417 billion. Okay. $2,316 per share. NIO is one of the biggest electric car makers out of China. They're doing a big offering, raise some more money so they can expand. They're expanding into the United States. NIO is a huge seller in China. It's down 7.7%. Anytime you do a secondary offering like that, you're floating more shares, and you're diluting the existing shareholders. NIO is not profitable yet, NIO, but don't count them out. They've got about $1.5 billion per year in sales right now, $1.5 billion in sales. By contrast, Tesla's running at about $28 billion. In sales. So if you look at the discrepancy between NIO's market cap and Tesla's market cap, you can see that Tesla's got what you would call a following, okay, to say the least. Hibbett Sports beats by $1.80. Well, you wonder what people were doing during COVID. We saw Dick's Sporting Goods yesterday blast off. And today you're seeing Hibbett, H-I-B-B, take flight, breaking out. But you know what? Look, are these consistent growers, or did they benefit from a couple of quarters of COVID? Over the years, Hibbett has had minus 12% annual growth in earnings. Big Lots. There's a junk store. If I ever have been in one, I haven't been in one for years. I went in one a couple times. I thought, I'm never coming back to this place. Well, they have 1,404 closeout stores. They had a pretty good quarter, too. Okay, you know, the retail stocks have actually done a whole lot better than what was expected. Ulta Beauty beats by 58 cents. That's been a great stock in the past. It's been sideways for a long time, but they had blowout earnings up 11.6%. Evercore weighs comparative growth, MasterCard versus Visa. In this corner, MasterCard. In this corner, Visa. You know what? Both those stocks have been doing well lately. In fact, MasterCard, which I own, I like it so much I own it in the Premier Growth and the Dividend and Growth portfolios. Look at the chart of MasterCard. It has gone crazy. It's breaking out to new all-time highs. It's not as big as Tesla yet. It's only $356 billion. Tesla's sitting there at $420. MasterCard has been a great stock. It continues to grow. They did suffer during the COVID, obviously. Transactions were down during the COVID. The COVID's still out there. It seems to be kind of getting better, however. And in the meantime, MA, MasterCard, is on a roll. And Visa following right along with it. Those two pretty much run in tandem. Visa hitting a new all-time high yesterday. So in the question of Visa versus MasterCard, I think I'd take them both. Okay. Well, we're going to have our featured stock of the day. It's been quite a week. It's been quite a week for the cloud stocks. And the two stocks that are big winners for us here today are both cloud-related stocks. You know, I've seen the advancements made and the progress made in storage. And the cloud is pretty much the ultimate storage device. It's unlimited. But I can remember the days of floppy disk. And then the floppy disk gave way to CD-ROMs. And then the CD-ROMs gave way to plug-in devices like iOmega. And then came the USB of the flash drives and flash memory and bigger hard disk and bigger, and now you've got things in the cloud, all right? And Amazon, a big player in that also. And you've even now got a cloud stock. How big has the cloud become? You've got a cloud stock now in the Dow, replacing venerable old companies like Pfizer, getting kicked out by a cloud stock. And the cloud stocks have lifted off this week, and we have a pretty good exposure to those cloud stocks. We have two winners here, and I'll feature one of them in the final segment of the show. I would just say that we've really got to pay attention here. I was managing money in the year 2000. We had two unbelievable quarters. We really had a couple of unbelievable years in 98 and 99. Yes, a long time ago, over 20 years ago. But if this point in time in the market is similar to any other point in time in the market, I'd have to point to 1998, 1999, and the year 2000. The valuations are not as extreme. The companies today in the NASDAQ are much more solid companies. If anything, the concentration has just become greater and greater and greater in just a few companies. And it would almost seem like they're unstoppable companies. I mean, who's going to stop? Who's going to step in and stop Amazon? Who's going to step in and stop Google or Facebook? Maybe the U.S. government. That's about all that's left to stand in their way. But this is definitely, valuations are definitely getting up there. And you have to be vigilant. We have to be very, very vigilant. We got to kind of have to tiptoe. That doesn't mean there's not opportunities still. But don't let the valuation police sneak up behind you here. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be back with our featured stock of the day.
You got to go where you want to go.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We've got a decent day. The Dow is up 81. The S&P is up 6. And the NASDAQ, well, it's given up some steam here. It's up 27 right now, 28 call it. And, of course, it's all about the close. We'll see. We have a couple of very good performers here today. I'm going to feature a cloud stock that we own in our ultra growth portfolio. Workday, having a big day today. Workday is up $30 per share or 14.1%. Not too shabby as they come in and they beat earnings by, let's see, what was it? It was quite a wide margin that they beat earnings by. Workday Q2 revenue jump. They also increased their guidance going forward. Workday beats by 18 cents. And they beat on revenue. Now let's just take a look at what kind of numbers they put up here for the quarter. Earnings up 91% for the quarter. Okay, that's the COVID quarter, don't forget. Over the last 5 years, Workday, WDAY, which is now a $51 billion market cap company, they've been growing their earnings by 86% per year over the last 5 years. Those are my kind of numbers, 86% per year over the last 5 years. And during that period of time, the stock has not quite kept up with the earnings. Over the last 5 years, the stock has delivered 32% per year, while the market's delivered 12.7%. Over the last 3 years, the stock's up 45% per year, while the market's up 12.5%. But Workday has really woken up here recently. We have an article out there on Seeking Alpha. It's one of the stocks that we chose to feature, 6 months ago, something like that. I think you could say it's done rather well since we wrote it up. Workday also beat on revenue. Revenues rose 19.6%. What does Workday do for a living? They provide enterprise cloud-based applications for finance and human resources. Another big player in the cloud. I have a valuation on Workday, WDAY, of $427, 5 years down the road. That obviously a lot of what ifs in there. But based on what we know now about their earnings estimates and their potential growth rate over the next 5 years, that's the price tag I have on it, $427. It's currently trading at $244. It's up 14% today. So some of that valuation is getting taken out of the stock here today. It gets a value grade of A. It gets a momentum grade of A. What was it ranked yesterday before they reported their earnings? Number 13 out of 5,320. Number 13. 2 months ago was ranked number 36 out of 5,320. What is that ranking based on? Two major criteria: valuation and performance. Those two have to come together in the Best Stocks Now methodology. Workday is my featured stock of the day, WDAY. We have another big winner, too, in the Ultra Growth Portfolio. Yeah, it'll be in the newsletter this weekend. It's having a fantastic day. If you would like to see what we're all about here, you might think, you know, I talk a lot about highfalutin, high growth, go-go stocks, but don't forget, we have a dividend and growth portfolio. We have a bond portfolio. We have a large cap blue chip growth portfolio, which you won't find IBM and you won't find Pfizer. You're going to find the large caps of today. The Amazons of the world and the other big, massive Shopifys of the world that are taking over and shoving the other guys aside. That's why we call it Best Stocks Now. And it can be, in this strategy and methodology can be used in the bond market. It can be used in dividend-paying stocks. It can be used in large cap, mid-cap, small-cap, foreign stocks, ETFs, mutual funds. I also give access to my BestStocksNowApp.com database to subscribers. It's helped me tremendously. I could not manage money without it. Every week in my newsletter, I list my current top 250 stocks from a ranking basis. You can see those, and you can see the portfolios that we manage and how they've done to see if we are a good fit for you. I think the easy money in the market has been made. I think it's going to get a lot more difficult going forward, as there's going to be a lot of different cross currents in the market, whether it be valuation cross currents, whether it be presidential election cross currents. A lot of different things are going to intersect here over the next several months. I think it's best to be an active manager. I can go where I need to go in the market. If you'd like to set up an appointment with one of our advisors, you can do that. Edie is my appointment setter, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Or if you just want to peruse the newsletter, I had somebody write, "The newsletter is just full of last week's news." Well, I couldn't disagree any more than that. Did you read the macro outlook, and did you look at the portfolios and all the buys and sells we made this last week? I do rehash the last week for your information. You can skip right past that if you want, but there's an awful lot of very useful news there and what's occurred during the week. Not everybody can stay on top of it on a daily basis, and I like to recap it all, so you know what went on and why I have the opinions that I do on the stocks that I own and on the market. 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.